Talk 1590 KVTA. That's for Saturday.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. Recently, the Workforce Investment Board announced the winners of the 2014 WIB Awards. One of those awards went to the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers for their collaboration to help kids connect what they learn in school to the world of work. Here to tell us more about it are Lisbeth Figueroa, past president of the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers, Ventura County Chapter, called SHIP, S-H-P-E, that's for short, SHIP, and also Alex Rivera, and Alex is a member of SHIP, along with that, a member of the Workforce Investment Board. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, thanks.
Really good. Good morning.
Good to have you aboard here. Let's start off with Alex. First of all, congratulations to SHIP for receiving a WIB Collaborative Action Award. Tell us why the group was recognized.
Sure. Well, every year the WIB recognizes individuals and organizations for demonstrating exemplary commitment to workforce development. There's different categories of awards. In this case, SHIP earned the WIB Collaborative Action Award for its volunteer efforts in being able to promote educational opportunities as well as making the workforce more aware of what is needed in order to be able to help prepare young people for the world of work.
And next year, Stick and I would like to host the WIBbies.
Yeah.
We'd like to be the wacky zany host.
I'll comb my hair.
Of the WIBbies.
Yeah.
No, don't go. Don't
okay, all right, my bad. Yeah, okay.
We'd love to have you.
All right, be great. So, Lisbeth, what is SHIP and how did you get involved with that program?
Yes, well, SHIP is a national technical organization that's been in existence for around 40 years. SHIP's mission is to change life by empowering the Hispanic through STEM awareness and development. Our chapter at the Ventura County has served these missions starting around 1990 by leading, facilitating, coordinating, and participating in a number of events and activities throughout the Ventura County and beyond. I get involved on the SHIP Ventura County. It started around 5 years ago as a professional member. Being on the technical workforce as a mechanical engineer and being surrounded by a large community of Latinos, I was invited to the SHIP events where we work over there with kids from K to 12 grades. The satisfaction of the kids and parents with our activities motivates me and all SHIP members to continue encouraging the students on pursuing STEM careers.
You know, I would like you to record the answering thing from my phone. That's just great. That was beautiful. Very nice. Let's get back to Alex here. We've talked about the importance of a STEM education before, learning related to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. How does SHIP get kids interested in STEM-related careers? Because we know, and I think with a lot of kids, coincidentally, if you say science, technology, engineering, and math, those are the ones that they kind of move away from, the more challenging and perhaps seen as less fun. So how do you get the kids involved with this?
So there's been a number of different activities that the local SHIP chapter has sponsored or helped facilitate in order to excite kids about getting involved in STEM careers and education. One in particular that we have coming up next month, actually, is what we call Noche de Ciencias, or Night of Science. And it's an evening that's devoted to helping the students learn more about STEM careers through hands-on activities. Just as important, we invite the parents of those kids to help facilitate this educational effort as well by making them aware of what it is that we do. Noche de Ciencias, we have an event called Excite Engineering that's involved with a series of workshops. We've provided scholarships to students to pursue STEM education. We help to promote leadership opportunities as well, a variety of different activities.
Right, sounds great. So, Elizabeth, back to you. Who have been your partners in providing SHIP activities for youth? Who's helped you out with this?
We work with local community college, Oxnard College, and Ventura College. We have high schools such as Oxnard, Juanini, Santa Paula, and we've been working with elementary and middle schools, Haydock, Rio Real, Ansgar Larsen School. And we have people from the Naval Base Ventura County professionals. We have numerous employees over there from NAVSEA, NAVAIR, NAVFAC, and other commands. And we have numerous private employers, community leaders, and volunteers.
And Elizabeth, how does volunteering with SHIP relate to your professional work?
Okay, well, I work for the Department of Defense Navy as an engineer at the local military base in Port Hueneme. Besides my engineering tasks, I also serve as a recruiter for entry-level engineer positions. This is a strategy considering the fact that we get involved with Ventura County Community College students. We offer students-based tours, summer jobs, and full-time positions. With these opportunities, students understand better what a civilian career with the Navy could be, and they have a broad understanding of the engineer and STEM careers.
Wow. Okay. Alex, building our future workforce is good for business and the economy. What can an employer do to introduce young people to the world of work?
There's just so many different things that employers here in our community can do to help encourage folks to enter into those fields. Depending on their time, interest, and the commitment, it can be something as simple as opening the business's doors to students and teachers to see what's going on in that particular organization, to doing the more traditional things like job shadowing, mentoring, being able to provide speakers at career fairs and other events where they can learn quite a bit more about the opportunities that are available in the world of work today.
And it sounds excellent. So as long as we can show a practical angle, get the kids involved, and show them how it's actually used in real life, that seems to be a key component of this.
That's correct.
Yes, very nice. Elizabeth, where are you from?
I'm originally from Puerto Rico.
Wow. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would record up. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how long have you lived here?
I've been living here for around 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I may ask, just for fun here, in Puerto Rico, were you taught English there? And, you know, how did that come to you? Because you speak, obviously, you know, very fluently. Was that early in your life? Because along with STEM, we have to also be language aware, especially as Americans.
Well, in Puerto Rico, we have both language, Spanish and English, as first language.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to school, most of my college classes were English.
They were taught that way. Okay,
yeah.
Here's a quick quiz. What do they call somebody who can speak three languages? It's trilingual. What about
That's
two?
Correct.
What about two?
Bilingual.
What about one?
English.
Okay. It's an old joke. Thank you. Is the rich guy anything over there?
How did you, Elizabeth, how did you get involved in engineering? What prompted you or inspired you to get involved in that profession?
I always like technology. And I think that was my push when I was on high school. I don't know, you know, just the technology, computers, inventing stuff, working with parts.
Was there someone when you were in school who inspired you to get involved in that? Someone who was sort of a role model for you or who helped you in that regard, like you're helping people now?
Well, I participate in different clubs or associations like science clubs, math clubs. So probably the teachers over there, I don't remember their names. It's been a few years ago. But like somebody in particular, no. But it's just being involved on the science club and all this kind of stuff.
When you see a kid sort of is their eyes light up when they sort of discover they're interested in something like that, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel magnificent. You know, the happiness of the kids being involved in our activities, I think that is our motivation to continue encouraging these kids.
And Alex, WIB's, you know, one of the great things about WIB is getting kids involved in not just STEM areas, but other areas too. The idea that there is opportunity out there. It's just connecting the kids to the jobs and the training for those jobs. This is a pretty special program in that regard, isn't it?
Oh, definitely so. And you're right. There are many, many opportunities available here in the county, and that's one of the things that our WIB is focused on, is being able to ensure that we have a ready workforce that's going to be available to step into the relevant jobs that are available not just today but in the future. Manufacturing, healthcare, green tech type jobs, all of these are jobs that are going to be continuing to be important here in our area.
It sounds great. And when Stick and I host the Wibbies, we always open up with a musical number. So
yeah, of course.
Get ready for that.
Yeah,
it's pretty strong. Alex, Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in here this morning. And again, some people are naturally self-motivated to get into things, and they direct themselves. But there's many kids out there that won't. So that's why this program is so important. If you'd like to know more and to help advance Ventura County youth work readiness, be sure to visit the SHIP, that's S-H-P-E, website, www.shpevcc.com for teenagers and young adults who want to explore careers. A good place to start is VC Jobs with a Future, the WIBS Youth Career Awareness website. Just go to www.vcjobswithafuture.com. And to learn more about the WIBS free programs and services for employers and job seekers, visit www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org. Once again, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Great information.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It is News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.